Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the Psychic Love Doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome to Monday. At least it's almost over, right? I'm Deborah Lee, if you're brand new and you're watching us. I am the Psychic Love Doctor, the original, that I want to say conceived, but that makes it seem like...
Well, you were conceived at one time, but it has nothing to do with your card reading.
I was created. No, not created.
Discovered?
I was something back in...
Indoctrinated?
1995 or 6 or so by AOL. They had scouted me. And they offered me a position in what was then called Astronet. Some of you may remember, it was actually one of the top 10 websites on AOL.
Chat things, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a website, was it?
It was a section.
An area.
Yeah.
It's weird. That AOL was weird. It's almost hard to even comprehend it now.
It was a conglomeration of different businesses that paid for space. Ouch.
Sorry.
Sorry, everybody. I'm going through another one of my... stupid tooth issues. Anyway, it involves using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Now, assisting me today are members of the PLD team. We have Jimbo Baggins to my right.
Jimbo Baggins.
Yes, who is kind of a man of many talents here.
Master of nothing. He's, jack of all trades.
He's helping you all who are joining us live on Facebook Live. And he handles the lighting and, you know,
just all about, the things.
Just about anything. And then
all
on my left, she's out there behind seven veils.
Yes.
Because she prefers to remain anonymous, is our very own Veronica.
Hello.
She keeps track of your reading so we can refer back if we need to. And she also will be giving you an angel card reading at the completion of my reading for you. So do please call in. This is mainly a phone-in show. If we have a lull, we'll take a look at the Facebook Live chat area. Okay? So with that said, would you like to give you... Jim has a few housekeeping
tips. Yes, because we have callers waiting.
For you.
And since we have callers waiting, let's talk about that. Cell phones. Everybody's got them. Everybody's using them. But don't use speakerphone. Bad for radio/internets.
Yeah, I mean, internets? Are you a member of the Bush
internets.
Family?
It's not always bad, but more often than not. So let's just try not to do it to be safe. And be wary of background noises, like wind blowing. Speakers can really magnify the heck out of a little bit of wind blowing. Huffing and puffing if you're walking fast. You know, it's not like a heavy breather porn call or something.
Oh, God.
And if you got kids, you know, just lock them in a closet.
Stick them away.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
And we'd also like to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Which is mainly put out there for those who are new. You know, those who come to this aren't always as gung-ho as others might be. Sometimes they come with trepidation.
Right.
And so we don't want to frighten them without a disclaimer, besides the internet kind of smiles on that anyway. We want them to feel welcomed and comfortable and at ease with whatever perceptions come through the deck. That's the thing for everybody to remember, too. We literally create our own reality, and especially when it comes to the future. Now, when I give you a reading, we're going to see where your path is leading you, how things are going with your relationship, your work, your family, your friends, neighbors, you know, all kinds of things, your kids, pets, whatever's going on in your little piece of the world. And then we'll look at that, and then we work with you in a coaching session to help you improve the future before you get there. And I kind of really like that. Oh, I wanted to mention to you, some of you that are seeing me right now on Facebook Live are noticing, gee, Deborah has plugged her hair into an outlet, and it's very vibrant again.
She bought a can of red Krylon spray paint.
And boy, did I have fun. No. What I wanted to try out this theory of mine that when you're feeling down, you're drab, you're drooping, everything looks bleak. The truth is, on a psychic level, that is what I call fading to black. You remember in the old movies, and some kids or young folks may not have a clue, but they used to have the screen go, ooh.
Yeah, it went down to a circle.
And then close, and it was often on a love scene.
That's how they ended the scene a lot of times.
Yeah, well, and then the next scene was like bright and beautiful. That's what I think I often perceive in the deck. And I think that's what we're going through right now is fade to black. Well, in our own personal lives, we could be on our last nerve, hanging by a thread, feeling really down, depressed, you name it. So I went out and said, hairdresser, put me back where I used to be. Make me hot red again. And boy, oh boy, she did. And the thing is, if you go and do something, we were talking about this, Veronica and I. What did you say? Don't go nut crazy.
Don't go nut crazy. Crazy and pierce your hoo-ha or anything, because that's going to hurt, and you might not want to have it later on.
And really only want that badly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a tattoo, you know. But
you will likely change your mind and then feel bad about it.
You can do other things that will make you feel, you know, bright and sassy.
Alive like, again.
New hair will make people say, oh, I love your hair. Which I get constant compliments.
Right.
Truthfully, under all this, I am pure gray. But I am not giving into it. I refuse until hair color is completely off the planet. No, seriously, I'm just not ready. I'm not doing it. Not having it. But I wanted to mention that. Go get a pedicure. I did that yesterday. Ooh la la. What? We went to...
You got a pedicure yesterday?
Yeah, we did. We'll have a team meeting it's a different place than we go to.
Oh my.
And they serve mimosas. So anyway, I wanted to just tell you, do some things that are nice little pick-me-ups or creature comforts for you. Go buy some sexy lingerie. Who cares if nobody sees it?
Have to see it. The mirrors would break. So we're not going to do that.
We know somebody who is somebody in your life would love that.
Nope.
All right, and if you want to keep it simple, shave your legs. How many of us haven't been doing that?
It's been like 5 years.
You're very bohemian that way. And with that said, that's my little tip for the day. I think we'll now move on to reading.
Yes, that phone number to call in is 646-595-4274. And speaking of which, numero uno, area code 872, Illinois, 872.
Hi, Illinois. Welcome. Hi. What's your first name, hon?
I'm actually Pennsylvania. My name is Karina.
Oh, that rings a bell. You've called us before?
I have called. I've called the intuitive healer before.
Okay, well, glad to have you back on the show. What is your situation? What is the question you'd like us to address?
There's a person of interest I've been involved with. We've been talking for a few weeks. I met her at a festival last year, and then when I moved to Pittsburgh, she she asked me to come hang out. And so, I mean, we pretty much hit it off right away. But we both, I feel like we both have broken lines of communication. We don't see each other in person very much. And I feel like we both have a lot of anxiety about communicating. And texting, really, I get anxiety about texting. And it's hard for me to even, like, speak sometimes.
Well, one thing I'd like to add there, I think a lot of us have trouble at first, especially with texting, whether it's a new person or someone we haven't spoken with for a long time.
Especially if it's a new person.
Yeah, because there's a tone. You know, Veronica, you could say just something very innocently, but it can be taken
wrong way.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, too, in text.
Exactly. So the more you do it, though, I think the easier it gets. This is not a first-time caller with us. We've had her with us before.
You didn't have to answer the question. You could just not acknowledge that. I was wondering. Yes, we're professionals here. Can't tell.
Well, yeah. I kind of went into a depression slump for a while, and she texted me yesterday and was like, I texted her like a couple of days ago and asked her to come hang out because she was back in town. She hits me up yesterday morning and says, I'm falling apart, come see me. And then like a few hours later, after I told her that I would try to come by after work, she said that she could not taste things all day. So, I tried to call her later and she immediately like ignored my call and I said, call me. But then she'll still be texting me like funny stuff all the time. Like, I don't know. I do better like video chatting and talking to people on the phone. I'm trying to get some sort of insight into what she's feeling right now. Cause I sometimes feel confused.
Well, I think she's got some issues with self-esteem is what I'm seeing. An idea for meeting, say, sounds really good. And then as it gets closer, she talks herself out of it.
Right.
Or what's the term they use when you don't communicate? Ghosting you for a day or two? I don't know.
She has done that for a day or two before. Yeah.
Well, and I'm not sure she's totally comfortable with her sexuality.
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming through here, too. You know, I have stressed...
She seems like she's all about her sexuality.
Well, but deep down, see, I'm able to see inside, kind of like an examination. The cards are my...
Your head zipping.
Yeah, we're unzipping her head and taking a peek. And it could come from it might be from a past relationship she had.
Right.
Excuse me. Where... First of all, she doesn't own anything that I can see from a previous relationship, but she's very sensitive that way. Sometimes people, when they meet someone new, they think, you know what? I think the winning move here is not to play.
Right.
But then, you know, the upshot is when people are very, like she seems very hesitant to me. And with you, and partly because the vibe is so strong. Mm-hmm. You felt it.
Same. That's why I'm hesitant to talk sometimes, because the vibe is so strong.
It is, and there's a real sense of, like, I'm going to call it spontaneous combustion between the two of you. So that can add to the awkwardness.
Yeah.
But if I were you, I wouldn't give up on her, and I don't think you plan to, because things will turn. There's a sense of destiny between the two of you that I really like. and something pertaining to an outlay of money, like planning to go somewhere or do something.
She wants to move to Florida.
And she's going to want you to go along. As in a coupleship.
A coupleship.
Yeah.
I like that.
A fellowship.
Everybody, we always have to remember, I don't care where you are in the world, what language you speak, what gender you are, love is love.
Right.
It always will be, and nothing will change that.
Right.
So there is definitely strong, and I mean, I got goosebumps that this is a love connection between the two of you. And she's
amazing.
Only, yeah. Well, she's only resistant because, well, it's new, and you know, we all kind of feel awkward.
We all have a little bit of cold feet
going in.
Yeah.
And then it's like
gangbusters. Right.
So. What I suggest is just keep doing what you are doing.
Right.
And watch her start to open up to you.
Right.
I really feel that this relationship is earmarked for changed for the better, and a big celebration of love.
Okay.
Love. So,
I mean, I would always just go do a normal thing where, like, hey, good morning, I'm leaving for work, just thinking of you, or I'm leaving for work, wanted to check in. I mean, even if she doesn't answer day long, you at least have that she's looked at it, she's seen it, she knows that you're thinking of her.
Or send her a cute little meme.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and
I was going to do that, yeah. We share cute memes with each other all the time.
Well, get her interested in doing video calls with you.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't send... 72 memes. Or
right.
Yeah, don't overwhelm.
Yeah. Don't blow up the phone, as they say.
I don't. Yeah. Our communication is limited sometimes.
Well, I think it'll get better as you get to know each other.
Right. I think so, too.
There'll be a real strong intimacy here. That's why the vibe right now is so strong.
You got to walk before you run.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have an angel card.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Karina, your angel card is amazing. And the first card I pulled from the deck before I shuffled, like, it kind of popped out. And if you have called before, Deb has a card that if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door, which we always have to read. That was a relationship harmony card.
That fell to the floor?
It did.
Oh.
Well, it fell on my lap.
It fell out of
it.
The deck onto...
Yeah.
And it just means that, you know, you've got some relationship harmony. Whatever issues were there are now fading out. And then the next card
Is
the passion card,
Ooh.
Which is my favorite. That is Archangel Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Boy.
So just because it's not right now... It totally will be.
That's an indication of what's coming.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So take your vitamins, Karina. You're going to need them.
Right, I was just thinking that. Don't forget.
Bees.
I actually took them right before I called into the show.
Awesome.
That might have done something. Just saying.
Well, I hope you'll keep us posted. We will continue this thread of your reading next time you call.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I very
so
much
welcome.
Appreciate you all.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, that's the way to start off.
Yes, it
you know?
Is.
Yeah, it's always good.
All righty.
All right, that number to call in, 646-595-4274. Next caller is area code 252, North Carolina, 252.
North Carolina.
North Cackalack.
Who's with us?
Neighbor to the side.
It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica.
How are you doing?
She wasn't here pretty early.
I'm doing well. I'm kind of like nervous about, you know, because I'm thinking about going to take another career pathway to add on to what I already have.
Ooh,
and
a career
date. Yeah, so I got like a test I have to take before I can even start the class.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Would you share with us what the path is?
Yeah.
The class is like a career regardless certification. Basically, it's
to find out where my skills are located at, etc.
You know, I took one of those. They recommended I become a funeral director.
Oh my.
Oh, well, this one is just know what level I'm at.
Because
You can, if you are brown, you can get into the caseworkers kind of stuff, or you're silver, or you're gold, basically the levels.
Well, that's why I became a freelance gynecologist, is because of one of those classes.
Oh my gosh, Jim!
Too much information, Jim.
Freelance. He's like, come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
So my curiosity is if. Once I do it, will I be able to take the classes I'm wanting to proceed?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm doing the cards for you right now. Anybody that's listening in that is brand new, these are ordinary playing cards, not tarot or oracle, which are all wonderful cards.
They're just different.
Right. It's a different system.
Same but different.
I use a 24-card layout, which is what I do in my private sessions. I don't do just a random quickie pull. And
yeah,
I
you have an app for that.
Yeah, that's right, and I keep forgetting about
right.
that.
One card quickie app.
And boy, that thing's true. All right, Jessica, I'm getting there. Now, is this an online school?
What the course I'm going to be taking online. But
that's
the test itself has to be done in person.
Yeah, I've had classes like that, too, where I've had to take midterms and finals in person.
So the class is...
That was even before COVID.
The class is in person?
No, all the way around.
Got it. Okay.
It's all online.
Class is online. And then all the tests are in person.
And have you read all the reviews you could find on this school?
Oh, this school is a community college. It's a community college.
Okay,
I'm going to go through their procedure to do it.
Believe you're going to do well, but you're going to have one. Now, community college, do they have professors or just teachers?
They have both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are going to have, we'll put it this way, an instructor. She's female, and she is a hard driver, let me tell you. Very,
my favorite.
Very difficult to please, but that's her style of whatever her subject is. So, try not to, as you will be butting heads with her very clearly, try not to lose your cool, if you know what I mean. She's one of those types of, I would say, an old school style where she wants to push her students to see what they got.
Right.
To see, you know, how much stress they can work under. So your cards are showing that she could make life miserable.
So she's
for
one
you.
Of those like hardcore female teachers that
yes.
you know says, "You're a woman, here you roar." I've
style.
Had a couple of those.
Well, some of them have the philosophy I want everybody to learn.
I did
some
not
have the philosophy
well.
I want to weed out people that
there's,
can't hack it.
There's two things I want to do. That's why I want to take this and see where level I'm at. So I can take if I can take both them. Because one is gonna be more of a nurse thing. And when the other one's going more like a caseworker.
Well, I think you could handle it.
I think so, too.
I think you've got a lot of strength that has yet to be tested inside of you. So I see it as a go. But don't overwhelm yourself, either.
Right. I had a professor like that when I was in college. I quit her class. I couldn't
because you
it.
Couldn't handle it?
Because I was not that, hear me, you know, or stand on a mountain and
if
or, you know.
So if I take the class, I'm going to be all right. And then the course should be, because the course is open next month, but when I went and viewed some of the test stuff, I wasn't really the greatest on my math skills. So I'm going back and reviewing the math skills before I try to take that test.
And they do review that, don't they? You went to community college.
Yeah, well, not anything. Well, if they think you're a little weak in math, they'll have you take a couple little math classes.
Right. Like beginner algebra with me.
The biggest thing for you, Jessica, is don't be hard on yourself.
Right.
I see that you can be your own worst critic sometimes.
Right.
And that can be attached to perfectionism.
Right.
Which is it's very paralyzing. And polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
So just take, you know, don't.
That's a lot of icing.
Icing, yeah. And if you have to take a few remedial classes, so be it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that's life in the college world.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So good luck to you. We're going to give you an angel card reading right now.
Yes. I like it. I think it can go either way, love or just in general. Archangel Shamuel, peace comes from remembering that only love is real, but also when you are stressed out, have faith, and there is peace that goes along with that faith.
Yeah, and make sure that you love yourself in the process.
There's a lot of times when you're doing school, there's for everybody on earth, there's going to be stressful times,
right,
no matter what. It's just the way it is.
It is. But good luck to you, Jessica. I think you're going to do fantastic.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right.
You never know until you give it a shot, too. That's
right.
The way I always look at it.
True.
If you give it a shot, it doesn't work out, then you got no regrets. If you don't do it, then you might wonder.
Yeah, but what gets me is the cost to take this
class.
Yeah, that's
well, right.
Yeah. Yep. That still sucks because of the cost.
It does, but it shouldn't hold you back in your advancing, your education and all.
See if there's a lot of grants and stuff that are available out there.
Yeah.
Financial aid is for everyone now.
If you got low income, that helps you a lot.
No, financial aid will not cover this. This is not college. It's not a going into college. This is continuing college.
I guess. Yeah, that sucks. Continuing education. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm going. That's the route I'm going to be going because I don't think I can do the college grade work. That'd be too much for me because I'm not.
Yeah, it's hard when you're an adult with children and you have to pay bills and stuff. It's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. Not that. It's that when I was in school, I was in in a program that did not give me high grade stuff. So I'm kind of got screwed as an growing adult because of that.
Well, Jessica, I'd love to focus more on this, but I see our list. It's huge.
Yeah, so, definitely call back. You know, she knows when we're here.
Yeah, call us back.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can find us.
We'll look at it more, but I think your first steps are going to be very good.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself distracted on the situation me and you talked about last time. So.
All right, honey. Well, take care.
All right. Yes. No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We shall talk again.
Yes.
Okay. Before we go to the next caller, since we're getting near the hump, let's go over a couple things. Just a reminder, the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
That's right.
And we hope everybody has fun they have so far, and we're going to continue to have fun. And that number to call in is 646-595-4274. And we're going to an area code we're very familiar with. 806, Texas, 806.
Hello, Texas.
Who is it?
Hello.
I had a feeling.
It's the younger one.
We could never.
It is Danielle.
We could never. What's the word like? I mean, I knew. I knew that I knew. It was.
She knows that she knows that she knows.
Our show is.
Without that, hello. I love that.
When you don't call, I'm like, okay, the show can't end now.
It just kind of isn't the same.
It's just not the same.
Okay, honey, what's your question?
Mommy, I want to do the weekly checkup. I had a really good weekend. I was with my friends.
Yeah.
And then I'm still talking to Jeff. Like, we were texting this weekend. And I hung out with, like, some other friends. And then I just had a really good weekend.
Good. And all you and your family and friends are all COVID free?
Yes.
Let's all knock on wood.
Yeah, really.
Not that we're superstitious. Yes.
No, but you can use all the good omens.
Yeah, it never
can
hurts
get.
To. Nothing bad will happen of that when you say things like that.
And how's the weather out there?
Yeah. Getting any warmth?
Finally in warmer temperatures. Yes, the snow melted this weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard it was like 76 degrees
now,
all over
seriously?
Texas.
No, it can be all sloppy and nasty.
Some places the snow is completely dry. So I'm so glad it's looking up.
Yes.
All those houses out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm laying these down for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So you just kind of had a chill weekend with friends, right?
Yes.
All that's good times.
And did you spend time?
No, I'm just texting.
Just texting with Jeff.
Yeah, I just spent time texting with Jeff, and then, like, this other guy that likes me, like, I hung out with him for a little bit, and then, like, he came over to my house just for a little bit, and then yesterday, like, whenever I was hanging out with my cousins, like, I kind of, like, this guy who liked me, he was, like, talking to me. So, you know, I've always said, like, there's always guys trying to talk to me, but, like, I just like to them and, like, flirt with them, but I really, like, don't really date them, you know?
Yeah, and you know what, though?
That's the age.
You've got
that's
men
what?
All around you.
You're allowed.
You got to roll with it.
You're a hot
Yeah.
chick.
And
you are. You're just going
to
have to.
You got
to
roll with it.
Well, and the
yeah.
age and all the people
yeah.
around you. That
I
are
mean, you've got one at a distance, and I think this
moments.
Is one from, is he in the Navy or the Army or?
The one in Germany?
Yeah,
Brandon, I think.
That was an army person.
Well, he misses her a lot.
Wow, that's going back. We haven't talked about that person forever.
Yeah. Well, when they start to resurface, it's meaning that their energy
absence makes the what?
Bonder. Yeah, and a lot of times, especially with the male gender, they will spend time away from you and then realize
right.
how much you really mean to them. Okay,
yeah.
so
and then I think like. I found out this weekend, like, I think Isaac's back in town, too.
Oh, yippee!
No, interesting.
Yes.
I do see him.
Okay.
I see him being sorry. I mean, made his bed for right now. He's going to be making that bed for 18 years.
Right.
Whether he's with the baby mama or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what's weird? Like, I couldn't find anything, like, because usually they would, like, post something, like, if it was, like, a baby shower. Like, the only thing I ever saw was, like, back in July, the gender reveal, but, like, I haven't seen a baby shower, and, like, I haven't seen anything, like, if the baby's been born or, like, anything, like, any baby shower, any announcements. Not that I'm, like, looking, but I just, like, I want to know, you know what I mean?
What are they having, boy, girl?
It was said a girl, but, like, I haven't heard anything else, like, since July. It was, like, since July, like, we just stopped talking.
Well,
and,
you
like,
know,
I found out about that.
He is perceiving that as you have turned your back. And if we go back a little bit here, and I know I got to talk fast. We have a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you go back in time a little bit, he did try to reach out to you, and I felt he was trying to put her into the side chick
right.
category.
Oh, yeah.
We warned you about that. So you knew better.
That is so common.
So now he's realizing, and this is part of that evolution of emotion, he's now realizing what he gave up.
Oh, yeah.
He's seeing you as not a friend.
He's
you know,
the one that got away.
And he hurt you very deeply, honey.
Right.
So I feel that. There will come a point, though, he's going to want to make amends with you. Now, interestingly enough about Jeff,
Jeff
would like you to be more.
Oh!
More. What's
more?
More.
Well,
more
know.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I agree
more.
With Danielle. You didn't really say the word more means nothing.
You know, more aggressive, more available.
What?
He wants you to
lick him like a lollipop.
That's from Veronica. He's going to become a little argumentative with you. It's that three of diamonds, a card of like petty conflict.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he wants more, and you're like, eh.
As in more of your attention, I think, but he wants her to initiate it.
Uh-huh. I'll give him my attention. Like, I really enjoy being with him. He's really fun.
He isn't showing, like, love yet, but he's showing strong affection and attraction
lust.
Towards you.
The other
yeah.
L word.
I was
lust.
Thinking that, too.
Lust is
yeah.
the
Well, lust is what makes the world go round.
And makes a hell of a lot of babies.
Yeah, it does.
And remember, I have to
yeah.
stay away from that. Don't do that.
Unless you want
oh, yes.
To.
I remember.
Well,
I'll try.
Knows.
When
she
me
knows.
And Jeff get together, I'll try.
Well, and remember, what's meant to be what is the saying? No man can put us under if it's coming from the higher
That song
power.
Was stuck in my head.
All right. So anyway, be prepared for that.
A good
week. And the guy you hung out with, he really thinks you are. She's top notch.
She's the bee's knees.
Bee's. So what do we
Let's
got?
Let's not even go down that road about bees. Yes, it's time for her angel card.
Yeah, what's we got?
Oh, well, we got a little relationship harmony. So maybe to do with the fickle feeling that Jeff might be having. Archangel Raquel, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved, and arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
So it's going to be an itty bitty disagreement.
Right.
A lot of it, I think, is coming from the fact that you're a free agent.
Right.
He'd like to try to pin you down a little bit more.
Oh,
yeah.
He'd like
he doesn't like free agents. He wants you to sign a long term contract.
The slide into the DMs.
That's right.
What is that?
That's funny.
A direct messenger.
That's on the other.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sounds good. I'm excited for the week. Thank you.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a great week for you.
And we know we will talk soon.
Yes, talk to
us
soon.
Yes, we will talk soon.
Stay safe.
All right, honey.
Thank you. Bye. Love y'all. Have a good week. Bye.
Love you too.
Long time. Hey, I like 1,000 years ago, forgot to give a shout out to Lady R in South Africa.
Oh, Lady R!
This is like way early before we took the first caller.
We love you. Yes, poor Jim is starting to lose it a little bit.
The first 10 minutes of the show is crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Even this show, the Wednesday one's the worst. Holy good Lord. But anyway, all right, let's rock and roll Daddy O to get to those callers. 646-595-4274 is that phone number, and our next caller is from 786, which is Florida, 786.
Hi, Florida. Welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
Baylin.
Baylin.
Baylin is back.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
We're working on it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we're doing reasonably well.
Right. It's
Wunderbar.
Monday, so Mondays, you know.
Mondays are painful.
Right.
They sure are.
I know.
What day is what day anymore?
What's happening in your little corner of the world?
Right.
Well, I was waiting for my friend that's supposed to be investing in the business, and I talked to him, but he's like, it's giving me the runaround.
Oh,
that's not good. Not when it comes for investment time.
Is this where you want me to look? About him? All right.
What does your gut tell you about that?
My gut tells me he's giving me a runaround.
Yeah, that sounds like. And do you think
Everything's supposed to happen at the end of January. Here it is the end of February, and if I talk to him, he doesn't bring it up or anything. He's just like nonchalant, I'll call you back, all that.
So do you think he's had a change of heart or was never really on board the whole time?
Well, he's been talking about it for the last 2 years, and his money just came in. He said that the paperwork has not come in yet. And that the money that he's looking for hasn't come in because of the pandemic.
And do you believe that is truthfulness?
I believe the paperwork, but the money is there.
I got you. All right, because I saw as soon as you went, it's like, I think that's why you're here.
I'm looking to see how he's feeling toward you and the venture.
Okay.
And the money is not there.
Okay. Well, that's what she just said. Okay.
It's not there, and he's, like, heartbroken.
Why wouldn't he just flat out say it and not try to not talk about it?
He's a man.
Yeah, but it's not like this is something that he doesn't have control over.
He doesn't have control, but he said it was going to be there, and he's already he's like, oh, it's there, it's going to be there.
Okay, well, let's
Deb make the cards. So I think he's hard-headed.
I don't understand, but let's Deb make us understand.
These are very heavy emotional cards of failing, anguish.
He's feeling pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's really feeling it. I think he doesn't bring it up because he has no solution, and he doesn't want to hurt you.
Right.
So what I want you to know, though, is this opportunity is going forward. You're going through a bit of
So it might just be a COVID delay?
Bit of a frustration right now. And you're just going to have to find patience and peace.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. He said, hold on. Hold on. As soon as everything comes through, I'm going to be there. He said, you'll be coming here, all that. He said, just hold on. Because I told him, I said, well, I'm going to go and find a job. He said, no, don't do that. He said, I don't want you to have to quit a job, he said, because you have one. And I just want to know that you're going to be available when I say come on.
Timing is everything. And while it seems like the plans have slowed down, this is to help make the time you're coming into better.
Yeah, perhaps if it had happened earlier, it would have failed because of all the COVID stuff.
Exactly, and the economy's back up.
So this may have actually, like Deb said, meant to be.
Yeah, it's going to boomerang in your favor. You've got awesome cards in terms of this venture. It's really going to bring financial prosperity and stability.
So the frustrating delay may actually be a benefit.
Exactly.
And you know, I got to put this in. Sometimes the higher power, God, the universe, however you want to look at all that is.
Yeah, whatever you believe in.
Sometimes we're being tested. How bad do you really want this? Is the
right.
So if you can stay strong and listen to your friend, I believe he's being completely honest with you. And I want to tell you,
that's good.
I went into your reading feeling kind of down about him.
Yeah, we all kind of did, didn't we?
I thought, oh, what's he doing?
Yeah, it's these times. They make us feel so negative toward people. When you know, it's these stupid COVID times.
But the cards
out.
Politics, laid it out.
The news.
Okay, what you got for an angel
card? Angel card reading time. Stand by.
I think this is very interesting. This is the life review card. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life, resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
So right now, this is the time for it. To tie up those loose ends.
And then you got right up behind it, you've got the You Are Safe, Archangel Michael. You've got overachieving difficulties. I mean, all the cards that are stacked up behind your main card are all very
good. So it just sounds like things may be late, but doesn't mean they're going to be never.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
I agree.
Word up, dog.
And I can't see how this transforms into a really, it's like a yellow brick road in
love
front
that.
Of you. Yeah.
Dorothy loved it.
So, all right, hon, take care. And call
us
again.
Okay, have a blessed one. Bye.
Thank you.
Great, call us again, please. Yeah. Alrighty, let's rock. Let's roll, because we got callers, and the clock is ticking.
Okay.
Next caller. I'll give the number again. I'm sorry. That number is 646-595-4274. Next caller is 646, New York, 646.
Hi, New York. What's your first name?
Well, oh my gosh, am I on?
Yes.
You are on.
this is the Jennifer calling in.
Oh, the Jennifer.
The Jennifer.
The Jennifer that is in also the Facebook Live.
Yes, that's me. I'm finally back in America.
And you sound good. So that means that you're feeling better.
I hope.
I am. Yes. Thank God.
Good.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, that's good.
Well, I am so glad to hear from you. I saw your little plane ride on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
Under your story. So what's happening, Jen?
Yeah.
What's new? Well, first of all, let me just say I really enjoy your show, though I haven't been able to call in as much as I would like. I have really enjoyed... What's up?
We've seen you. We know that you've been there. We know that you're busy and you can call in.
And it'll all fall into place with your endeavors for the future. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
well,
tell me what
you.
I can ask you. What can I answer
for you? Well, there's two areas of focus right now for me. And one of them is getting to Dubai and about that meeting with Mr. H. And then the other one is the women's projects. And I'm really excited about putting forward this International Women's Association. So you guys can, I think I'll leave it up to you. Which one do you think would be the best to focus on today?
I'm trying for both. I'm really trying to do both.
Yeah, because we're running a little bit out of time, so she's going to throw them together and see what she can do. And she's been doing this for a long time, so we trust her.
Right. And
well,
Jen.
Go ahead.
Because you have called from so many different places, I have you in several different places in the book. And just figured out that you have been around town and put you all in the one place. Tell me really quick, when was the first time that you actually called? Do you remember how long ago it was?
Yeah, I think it was actually end of October.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, I want to tell you that the tide on this whole project is going to turn due to you creating the buzz for it, okay? And you're going to be doing a lot of interviews and networking. I mean, I see you very, very busy here, all right, getting the word out. The time, I think, for keeping it under a bushel basket, as they used to say.
Old thing.
Yeah,
right.
It's changing now where you are going to connect with these high-powered men like Mr. H. In the destination where you are headed.
Mm-hmm.
You are. There's going to be a response coming to you very soon, and I feel there's going to be others. Remember, this is a part of a country, or this is a country where having a good reputation in the world is important,
right.
And they're trying to shift everything.
Yeah, they got a mixture of weird stuff going on there.
A little Western, but not Western.
It's a little weird stuff.
They're very unhappy with all the press around this princess who is being, we'll say, detained. She claims it's kidnapping, but, you know, they want to join the rest of the human race.
But they want their cake and they want to eat it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And eventually they're going to lose that cake.
Now, you have to make sure you hold on to the reins of this project,
right?
Or it's going to get stolen from you. In fact, Jen, we should talk this week. I know you were trying to connect with me. So how about, so close to the show.
Right.
Andy, how about if I get in touch with you?
We have other shows. Wednesday.
I would love to connect with you. Also, Saudi. I'm just going to let you know, Saudi is really wanting me to send them. They want my presentation, and I have no NDA. So I'm just, there's some things I would like to talk to you about. Because okay.
Sounds very exciting. All right. So thank you.
Thank you.
Angel card.
Yeah, angel card reading time.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, love you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Victory.
No, Jen, wait.
Jen!
Yeah?
Don't leave us.
Angel card reading.
You've got to get your angel card.
I'm here.
We're pretty much going, I think you're going to jump for joy. Victory, Archangel Sendelfon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
And don't worry about it. Jen, don't worry about the credentials, and this goes for everybody. You have the vision,
right.
And you have been tapped by the higher power to bring this forward. So don't let any of these shenanigans take place where suddenly your name's not on the project anymore.
Right. Don't let it out of your, cold, dead fingers type of thing.
Yeah. So take care. We gotta run to our next one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Definitely. She knows what shows. Come back Wednesday, Friday.
All right.
Let's rock.
It's been so long since we heard her voice.
We got a few minutes left. Excuse me. Let's do 872, Illinois, 872.
Hi, Illinois. Who's on the air? Who's with us?
Dr. Peterson.
I don't know.
I don't think that was someone for us.
Maybe not.
I don't have
FBI. 872 there.
I think we cut it.
I think we should move to the next area code.
Okay.
And that would be 757.
Oh.
Or we know where that is. That's here in Hampton Road, Virginia.
Okay. Hi, Hampton Road.
6 minutes. We got to rock
hard. Oh, my God. Is it me? Hello.
Hi.
We're here. What's your question?
It's Teresa again. How are you guys?
Doing great. We only got a few minutes, so let's.
I just did a job interview. Tell me if I'm going to get the job, and they're going to take my. I want more money than they're asking, and see if there's anything about cards about Dum Dum.
Okay, I know who Dum Dum is.
You can tell that's a regular.
Yes, it
is.
You
know how to ask questions fast. Look at these split. I love it.
All right. Teresa, you always love to end our shows.
Yep. All right, we only got a few minutes. But you're doing your
part.
Obviously. How did the interview go?
Yeah, the interview. How'd it go?
I had a job interview with a different job.
And how did it go?
I thought it went okay, so am I going to get a call back or blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Well, if you feel it went okay, that's 50%, over 50% of that, because you know when you walk out.
And did you say they are offering you more than you are asking?
No. So if I go into the second interview and I tell them what I feel I'm worth because I know what I'm worth, are they going to take the offer or are they going to tell me to take a hike?
Well, that's actually okay because if they want you, they'll negotiate.
Yeah,
they will.
So it's always good when you're selling a car. Sell it for more than you want it.
Right. And yourself.
You're selling yourself. So ask for more than you're worth.
Okay, let me give her.
Do it. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing, Teresa.
Five.
Yep.
It is you are definitely a contender for this job. And I feel that it's going to really turn your life in a wonderful direction for the future.
Okay.
Now, of course, it seems like they're down. I'm hearing three. There's three people. But don't you be afraid to show your confidence.
Well, I was thinking that too.
You know, the one that goes in there kind of wringing their hands and all nervous, that person isn't going to get the job.
Right.
Now, about Dum Dum.
I love
that. Dum Dum.
Boy, he's on the brink of wanting to contact you.
Oh.
And you can't do anything to help him. It's got to come from him. It's under sure to come true that you will hear from him. He's wanting to have another romantic interlude.
Oh, of course
but
he is.
But he's actually being insecure about it.
Of course he is.
Remember, this is big man on campus kind of guy. He can't get his more than ducks in a row. It's about you. He can't figure you out.
Yep. That's good to play a little hard to get on these guys.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Teresa, here's your...
Angel card reading time.
Okay. You are safe. Archangel Michael, I'm protecting you against lower energies, guarding you and your loved ones home.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yes. So text me and let me know how things turn out.
Yeah, and visit all of our shows.
Yeah, visit us often.
Yeah, well, this is.
Well, you know, I try to visit you often, and I try to hit every show I can. I just it's just been crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well,
we understand. Life is life. You know, you can only do what you can do.
We understand.
You can only do what you can do.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Teresa.
We cannot wait to hear from you again.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you. We want to. Oh, what are we doing?
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it's time for us to...
We got less than 2 minutes left, so we're going to wrap this show up.
Do remember, I do have an app. I want to quickly put it in. I keep forgetting to remind.
Yeah.
It's free. It's in Google Play Store. Now, if you have an iPhone, when iPhone did its upgrade.
Which they do like 400 times a year.
Yeah. Well, what happened is we fell out of sync for iPhones, but... I have a workaround for you.
Yes.
Go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com.
Right behind our head for Facebook Live viewers.
There you go. And what you can do is you'll see free reading, I think it says.
It's obvious on the page. Yeah. If you look at the whole page, you'll see it.
It's the same program. Bookmark that. Put it in your phone. A lot of business people are using it before they go into meetings.
People, yeah. You know, like orange.
Say goodbye.
So remember, we love you. Take care. The show wouldn't happen if it weren't for you.
That's a fact, Jack.
So have a safe week. We'll see you right back here next Monday. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody. Mwah.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.